So what about friendship?
Girl, what about it? Let's get into it. All right, so let's get into friendship. So first of all, I think it makes sense for us to talk about how we met. You talk about how we met. Okay. I'm going to get into how we was beefing. That's I'm going to get into that, everybody.
But I'm going to tell the truth. So,
that's fine. Okay.
So we met. So we've known each other practically our entire lives.
Since conception, probably.
My dad walked her mom down the aisle.
Yep.
When she got married.
Correct.
We grew up in the same church together. So your grandfather was the pastor of the church.
Yes, except for I stayed on path. So that's okay. We'll talk about that later, too. Go ahead. I grew up in church. I stayed connected. It's all right. Go ahead.
See how people do you? Okay. Her drink is on the floor. And so we grew up in church together, sang in a choir together. And I don't think we were really close when we were like little kids.
I thought we were.
No. And then when we got older.
Okay.
When we got older, we really connected at
college.
At Morgan.
Right. Yeah. You know, we actually requested for each other to be roommates.
Yes. Yes,
that did not end well, but yes, started strong.
Yeah, but that, okay, so then we were friends at Morgan, and then we had a falling out.
Falling out, let's not breeze over that. You want to talk about the falling out, Nick?
Yeah, okay. Yeah,
so for those who don't know, Lillian, LaShonda, and I, we stopped talking for at least 5 years, because she was very petty. Basically I shared some information with a good group of friends of mine that I shouldn't have. In other words, I ran my mouth. Young. We're going to talk about how you're young and dumb. Being a friend is completely different to being older. But I definitely ran my mouth to the wrong person. Said wrong person decided to tell Lillian that I ran my mouth. Mm-hmm. Became a bad thing. She called Kurt. I mean, you would have thought that I really did something terrible, but I did not.
Let me just say, Tasha is the proof. Tasha is proof that God can change people. For real. This is how I know.
I'm going to take that.
Because Tasha was so messy. She's trying to like gloss over
I was messy. I was easily 19. Give me a break. If you're not messy at 19.
Tasha was the person you would share something with. Like, I don't like her, but don't tell her. And then the next day, Tasha's walking up to you with the girl. Like, I just wasn't comfortable holding that kind of information. Like,
Lillian also didn't like anybody. That was the thing. She didn't like a lot of people. So that was very easy for us to not, like, come on.
Because people ain't right.
That's okay. We're friends now.
Okay.
We're friends now.
Yes.
Let's fast forward to the good stuff. Okay. Let's talk about what friendship looks like now versus then. Like, what do you need in a friend today at 40 years old?
At 40 versus 20?
Sure.
Probably a lot of grace.
Mm-hmm. Unpack that. Grace in what, though?
Well,
like, what areas?
You know, I think in my 20s, and probably in my 30s, too, probably all the way up until I had RJ, and I didn't have RJ until I was, like, 36.
Mm-hmm.
I really, really prided myself on being that friend who could always show up. Like, something's going on, I'm there. I'm a send something, and I'm a come, and I'm a do the whole thing. At 40, I don't have that kind of flexibility all the time. You know what I mean? Like at 40, I can probably send food and I will definitely show up in all the ways that I can, but I can't just drop everything all the time and just show up the way that I did in my 20s. So I would definitely say like, definitely need some grace, definitely need some understanding. And I think, you know, as you get older and your life changes and life evolves, like, it's evolving for everybody.
Absolutely.
So you understand, you know what I mean? Like, I don't really have a lot of girlfriends that I talk to every single day.
Mm-hmm.
I probably only have one, really. Mm. You know what I mean?
Any?
Did I talk to you yesterday? No.
Wow. Okay.
Just, you know what I mean? Wow. I have one friend who I talk to.
I'd like to know who that friend is. We'll talk about it later. We're going to unpack that.
And we're also going to unpack the fact that Tasha has a million friends.
There's a light about me, baby. That
true. It okay. is. And so that's another thing with like being 40. Like you have to
be particular. You have to be specific. For me, with 40, for sure, I cannot be around people in this point of my life that drains me.
Mm-hmm.
My energy is so limited. I have 3 beautiful kids that drain me. So whenever I can get a space for a friend, it has to be, I'm going to pour into you, you're going to pour into me.
Mm-hmm.
If I get on the phone with you or I hang out with you and you like, oh my gosh, this is happening. blah, blah, blah. That's it. I cannot. At 30, I could probably like, girl, we could drink to that. That's all right. You know, not at 40. At 40, it has to be like purpose because my time is limited, right? Mm-hmm. But you still do a good job at showing up for people in this season. Yeah.
I do. But I know what I used to be able.
I see the growth. I remember on FaceTime, I'll never forget because I had kids before you.
Okay.
And you used to be like, can you go on mute? Can you? I'm on FaceTime with my friend having a conversation. I'm ignoring my kids in the background. This one. Can you go on mute? I don't want to hear them.
You go on mute?
Because they were loud.
But were we talking? How was that? First of all, this is how you know how would I would have my knee and we're on the phone.
You because we're like you couldn't hear. The background was so loud you would get everyone just call me back later. No, oh, I want to talk to you now.
Well, no, that's I don't think I was irritated because of the kids. You know how FaceTime is. Background noise.
All right, I love you.
Why would you pay me out to be a
monster? I don't know.
Like
you're
that.
Not a monster. That is I'm just outrageous. Saying I see growth. It's amazing. The growth in you is fantastic.
Thanks.
I think that our friendship has bloomed into something super. I don't want to cry. We're not doing this. We are laughing today, for the record.
Right,
we
are laughing or crying?
We are laughing, okay. Not crying. But our friendship has bloomed into something fantastic. Even the thought of this podcast was just based off our conversations that we felt like we got to share with
people
the world.
People should be in on this.
They should be in. They should want to be our friend. They should literally want to be our friend.
How do you handle when somebody doesn't want to be your friend then?
I don't handle it well.
You don't? Because you need to be liked or you just...
You know what? I will say I went through a phase in my life where I felt like if someone didn't like me, then there's a problem with them because I'm so kind. Mm-hmm. I'm so... Right? But I have learned to accept the fact that sometimes people cannot like how nice you are. Sometimes people cannot like she plays too much, right? So I do feel like I'm okay with people not liking me.
If something is wrong with somebody if they didn't like you. Yeah. That's the truth.
I appreciate that.
It is.
I try to be.
Something wrong with somebody if they don't like me.
For sure. If you don't. Absolutely. For sure.
Tasha, I'm a likable person.
You are a very likable person.
But I also, you know what? I will say at 40, I know and I accept that I'm one of those people that you either love me
or. Baby, I've been on both sides.
That is like either you'll bring up my name and they're like, oh, I love Lil.
Which is most people.
But there's another group that'll be like, oh, I cannot. And I'm fine with that.
Yeah.
Because I don't like gray areas. Like anybody.
It needs to be straightforward.
Yeah, like you know exactly. There's no confusion on.
I had to learn that though. That's not something. The one thing about being the funniest in the room is that you have to be on all the time. Mm. And then you have to like have a certain caliber of personality. If you come in the room, you just want to chill. People who know you be like, something is wrong with her. Is she depressed? No.
Yeah, you are definitely the person that when I'm throwing a dinner party, if I'm having something, I need you to be there.
Same.
You are like, you like bring that energy. People love to be around you. Like
thank
even
you.
After we leave, somebody will call like, oh my God, I love Tasha. And what's her number? I'm like, absolutely. We have met the friend cast.
We are at capacity.
Yeah, no.
And I appreciate you blocking that as much as I love everyone. I do. It's hard though. It's
is
hard.
It?
Yes.
Do you ever show up spaces and you're like, I really would like to just be
I used
in the
to.
Cut.
I have showed up to places that I didn't really want to go and had to put on. Mm. And then when I get back, I'm like, okay, my social meter has changed.
Okay.
At 40. I really am comfortable doing a little bit of nothing. Like, hey, come over. Let's let the kids run around and we just talk. I don't need to go anywhere.
And be out and about.
But let me give you some flowers because you are the friend. This is
because she tried to play me.
You are the friend that if I'm having anything, I want you there. Let's start that.
Okay.
All right? But you know everybody. I can say I need a caterer. I need anybody I need, sis. Like, you are the person that will know somebody and know something, know the place to go because you do a lot of fun stuff. You're like, popular. I'm not. Me and my 100 followers, guys.
You have to make your page should be private, baby, if you want more followers.
We'll have to talk about that on another episode so betrayal. Let's get back to that though. Like someone doesn't like you. Let's say you've been friends with someone for a long time. One, do you feel like you can bounce back from a betrayal? Is it the same? If so, like how?
Probably not. I don't think so. I think I don't want to say that I've struggled with forgiveness, but I have always felt like there are certain things that people do intend. Like there are some things that an apology to me while I appreciate the apology, it doesn't justify or...
I don't know, you can't get past it.
I think there are certain things and certain situations where it's like, yeah, I think I'm just better off, you know, moving forward without that person.
How do you think we did it, though? Like, because even though it wasn't a major betrayal, do you think the people you're tied to can help you get past it? Because I think that helped us.
I think for us, it was just time. We were super young.
It was time we were young, and my grandmother, rest her soul, would always ask me, where is Lillian? And I didn't have the heart to tell her, I don't like her. We ain't talking in this season. Like, we would go to church, and like, oh, you guys both go to Morgan. And they'd be like, almost like, oh, there's Lillian. And I wanted to be like, so what? You know what I mean? And I'm sure she felt the same way, but I think because we were connected in such deep roots, and that only allowed us to get back to each other, but we also was able to get stronger.
And I really don't even know how we started talking again. I can't remember. I would have to say it has to be like time.
Time for sure.
I think people really do have to heal. You know what I mean? And I think somehow maybe I was able to see some growth, like even in the distance. I was able to see like maybe she isn't
Messy
Myrtle anymore.
You missed me. Okay, but still, from a reconciliation standpoint, I do feel like it is never going to be the same, you know, especially, it depends on the betrayal. There's level of betrayals for sure, but I don't think it will be the same. I think I find myself forcing stuff, you know, I'm good for forcing somebody to be my, like, why? Lillian would say, why do you want to be said person's friend? I don't know. It goes back to, like, why do I have to... feel like, it's not that I have to feel like, look, therapy's about to be in my inbox. Like, girl, what is going on?
You need to lay down on the couch so you can...
I need to lay on your lap and let's talk about it and just figure out, like, what is happening. No, but I think, you know, it'll never be the same. But I also feel like at 40, I really have more grace, though. So I don't think what would have me cut someone off in my 30s and 20s would be the same thing. I think I have way more grace.
Yeah, I think in my 20s, and I remember... someone pointed out to me that I had, like, that I was almost infamous for not forgiving people, right? But not really.
You hold a mean grudge.
Yeah, like that. I will hold a grudge. And while I am comfortable and I, like, stand on, you know, like,
business.
Walking away from people. Yeah, standing on business as far as, like, walking away from people and ending friendships. In that moment when she said it, I was really apologetic because I did not, and I do not ever want any of my friends to ever feel that there's no room for error here. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
And so there was a fine line between, like, you know, if you do something wrong to her, she never gonna talk to you again. And like, I stepped on her shoe and I don't know if Lillian is still going. And so I really made an effort. And I remember like calling some of my friends, like, do you feel this way? Like, that's never my intention.
I never got that call. We have a lot to talk about.
That was probably during the 5 years we weren't talking.
I'm pretty confident it wasn't. Let's go.
I would say that, though, honestly, so I worked on that, right? Like, really learning the difference between, like, deal breakers versus mistakes and, like, things that people... Because, I mean, if somebody is intentionally hurting you, to me, there's just no way you can justify it or you can...
Let me ask you a question, though, because somebody asked me this question and I thought it was good to discuss.
Okay.
Do you think that you can talk about a friend behind their back and still be a friend?
Talk about them in what way?
Just not like dragging them, right? Mm-hmm. Like, you know, for example, if a friend is getting on your nerves and you call another friend like, hey, let me tell you how this person works, does that make you less of a friend?
You know what? If we're going to be completely honest.
Yes.
I do not think it makes you less of a friend.
Agreed.
I think it depends on...
what we're talking about.
What you're talking about, but also who you're talking to. You
Correct.
Know your people,
Correct.
Right?
Correct.
So if I want to have a conversation about you, I'm not going to call my friend that I know in 6 months is going to bring it up. Like, you ain't even like her 6 months ago. Like, you have to know...
who you're talking to.
Who you're talking to.
For sure.
And... if this other person is a safe space and a vault.
And the intent. Are you talking about them because you're concerned? Are you talking about them because...
or you might just need to vent.
Or you just need to vent. Or I always get frustrated. Don't come for me, guys. But women, we can go drag our husbands to our friends. Mm-hmm. Like, oh, you know, he did this because mm-hmm. you're venting, right? And then we go back and that's it. You want your friend to act like ain't nothing happened. Everything's good, but sometimes your friend harbor that information. But then we expect a different type of thing when we talking to our friends about other friends. Like some people say, oh, I noticed you talked about people, or that's a character issue for you, right? Like I think we need to give ourselves grace to be able to just vent mm-hmm. without feeling like you're a terrible friend. I'm also not saying, for those that are my friends listening, that I'm just going to be out here talking about you. I'll be just talking about you.
You heard it here first.
But you do need a safe place. You do need friends that you can talk about.
Yeah.
But not in a way that you are like, girl, did you see what she had on? That's so elementary.
Mm-hmm.
Just in general, she got on my nerves. She really irritated me. What are your thoughts? What are your advice? And if I came to you, can you take that information and not judge that person?
It depends. It depends on what you're sharing with me. If you come to me and you say, somebody hurt me, this girl really hurt my feelings.
Yeah, you
she shouldn't be at the next birthday dinner.
You correct. That's.
She shouldn't be there.
Because she has showed up. And you'd be like, why?
Again, back to Tasha having 17,000 friends. And you show up to dinner. And somebody's sitting down there. And I'm like, I know this girl done did you wrong. And then you want me to.
Lily, why didn't you speak to me? Let me ask you another question.
All right.
Do you feel like the best friend title is still needed at 40? That really irritates me.
Does it?
You got too many. You talk about best friends. This is my best friend. But do you feel like, because I feel like at one point, we used to feed off of like, who is your best friend? What is this best friend? And is the person who was your best friend, clearly it's not, the person that was your best friend in your 20s, like why do we put titles? Like, you know what I mean? Like, do you feel like it's still necessary?
No, I don't think it makes or break a friendship. But I do think, especially for like long-standing friendship, I feel like it might mean something to like say, like, this is my best friend.
There's a level of pressure that comes with that person being your best friend.
What pressure?
Like, you have to show up to everything. Or like,
you do that anyway.
But if you don't, is it a problem?
No. And that goes back to being 40, offering grace. Like, anything that I have, like, if I were to throw an event and somebody couldn't make it, one of my close friends couldn't make it, I don't think I would be upset about that. I really don't. Not at this age. Now, at 20,
25. 38. Yesterday. No, I'm just kidding.
No, I'm serious. I really do. I don't think that would be like a deal breaker. Like, that's okay. I understand. You got kids. You got a husband. You got a man. You tired. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Like, everybody got something going on. That's something that I really do recognize and I acknowledge. Like, everybody got something going on, whether they talk about it, whether you know about it, everybody is dealing with something. So the people that can show up, mm-hmm. God bless you. I thank you. I appreciate you making the effort. And the people who can't, I still love you. But for whatever reason, you couldn't be here tonight, and that's okay.
That's fair.
Yeah.
That's good to know. Not that I plan on not coming.
So then she ain't going to come to nothing.
Nothing else. There will be nothing else that I attend. No, I'm just kidding. So for your younger self, though, like if you're talking to your younger self, why do I feel like I'm interviewing you? You got some questions for me? What's up?
Girl. Okay.
I feel like I'm over here giving my Oprah on.
No, okay, go ahead. Go ahead.
What? Okay, so what would you tell your younger self about your friendship, how you're choosing them, all that stuff? Like, what would you tell your younger self through the process? What have you learned?
I think that's a good question. I think one of the most important things that I have taken and that I have learned about friendship is like when you are choosing a friend, you need to look to the character of that person. They shouldn't just be nice to you. Like, you should be friends with nice people. You know what I mean? Not somebody who says, because have you ever heard somebody say like, oh, she real nice to everybody, she don't be nasty to me. Like, the opportunity just hasn't presented itself.
Absolutely.
Just give her some time. And I think you also need to look at patterns. Yes, people can change.
Mm-hmm.
But if they did friend one dirty, if they told friend two's business, if they can't keep a friend, like, you're next.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like, unfortunately, when you're young, you always think you're the exception.
Oh, for sure.
She's nasty to this, but she ain't going to be, oh, no, she ain't nasty to me. Or yeah. She steal from everybody else. She don't steal. You know what I mean? But, like, not recognizing, like, circumstances change and you will be on the receiving end of whatever their pattern is.
For sure.
So I think that's something that I would definitely do in my 20s. Like, I would really look to people's character, what they value, what's important to them. How are their friendships? Like, do they have longstanding friendships? I mean, I think at 40, you should have at least one friend at this point that you've had for like 10, 15 years. You know what I mean?
A long time.
Yeah.
How many bridges are you going to burn?
How many bridges have you burned? Yeah. You know what I mean? Those sorts of things. Yeah. So I think that's something that I would like definitely tell my younger self. What about you? What's really important? Since you pressed with somebody to ask you a question.
Well.
What is super important to you?
If you must know. you know what? I would tell myself, I just give people grace, but not too much grace. I have been a friend that people would take advantage of because of the niceness, because of me pouring out. I'm always like, pour. How can I fill you up? How can I give you something, right? Not that I need, I'm not tit for tat either. I don't need somebody to give me something because I gave them something. But if they're consistently not showing up for you, that goes to the character piece you're saying. If it's a consistent, like, I can't make it, this happened, whatever. You got to just understand that this not it. You know, the person is not pouring into you. I didn't realize at a young age how important a relationship has to be give take. Just like, even though it's a different love, when you're married, it's give take, right? You need your friendships to be the same way. And I just really didn't. I thought it was all about having a good time. Who's going to turn up the most? And who's going to hang out? And who's going to be available? It is not. It is really the people who I thought would be around my children, like when we were younger, like when we get kids, you gonna be their auntie. They don't even really know. You don't know the people, right? So that would be one thing that I say is completely like, Tasha, what are you doing? You know what I mean? Like, that's what I would tell my younger self, for sure.
So how do you handle when friendships end, right? And like they have run their course.
Especially longstanding.
Is this like a beef now? When you see them, do you greet them? Do you not speak? Like, what is like, does it make you anxious?
Child, because I can get anxious.
Yeah, I know.
Thank God for mute. We'll talk about that.
Okay.
I think the first thing I have to do is get out of my feelings. If I'm still in my feelings, let's say that even though it may have just ended platonic, usually if it ends and it's platonic, it's because there was something that shifted, right? So first I have to make sure I'm not still in my feelings. But for me, there's really, you should still speak. We're grown, right? If something happened to him tomorrow, you should still, if I see you and I know you, the least, and we were friends, the least I can do is say, oh, hey, how are you? How's the kids? You know, we're in the grocery store. Make it that, okay. I don't understand the whole walk by like you never existed. That is never going to be of Christ. Do I need? Okay. No. All right. So, no, I'm going to speak, but I do think that it grows separately. And I think what genuinely happens is you stop showing up for each other, like birthday parties, kids, it just starts to fade. Then it's always going to be that random family member that's like, oh my gosh, I haven't seen so-and-so. And it's like, yeah, they're great. Everything's fine. You know? So I'd say that it's difficult. But if your feelings are not in it and you are confident that this is just a season that you, I don't even like saying that because I don't like seasonal stuff. That really, the saying that people say like, oh, sometimes in seasons, the seasons shift. And when the season shifts, sometimes the seasons that shifting is you don't need the friend. And I'm trying to find a Bible verse that says when the seasons shift, you shift people too. You know what I mean? Like, I don't think you should take anything. But I do feel like a good friend, when your season is shifting, they'll show up for you correct in that season. So I don't want to say this is not the season for me to be that friend, because there's never going to be a season that comes around again. If the, you know what I mean? Like, if the season is gone, it's gone. Right? I just don't. Anyway, let me not go off on a tangent.
No.
Long story short, I do think you can walk away from people, but it's never going to be a full walk away, because if you see that person, you should speak. You don't have to reach out and send birthday cards and do all the weird things, but you know, especially if you, you know, it just depends. That's just my take.
Yeah, no. There's no right or wrong
answer.
That's
probably why I get taken advantage of. That's probably why I get got over here. You over here, like, I walk, stomp, run. I can see them and be like, oh, you need a ride? Everything's fine. I can't do that. U-turn. The Lord loves me.
he loves me too.
Yeah, you gotta, your walk is a little different. I'm just saying.
All right.
What about you? Whoa, no.
What?
Clearly, you can't walk away. Talk about it. Unpack that box.
When you seasons can walk end,
away. Yeah.
Yeah. When seasons end,
you can just see the person yes. and literally
yes.
ghost them
yes.
like they did not exist.
Yes.
Is that a gift or a curse?
I'm not even saying it like, I don't even know if that's something I should be proud of, but yeah, I don't have a problem.
The energy it takes to ignore
no,
someone.
No, it doesn't. It don't what? Take nothing. It don't take anything. I'm just walking.
You don't even feel them.
No.
Wow. That is a blessing.
I don't know if it's a blessing. I don't know if it's a curse, but I do think, and maybe I'm thinking of like situations where like things ended badly.
Okay. Fair.
You know what I mean?
But what if we just growing apart?
I don't understand. I guess I don't understand that. Cause how is that not also ending badly?
Usually there is something that would
like
happen.
Something triggers something.
But there could be things, let's say you were really close with someone, mm-hmm. you're hanging with them all the time, and mm-hmm. then your life changed. You get married, have kids, or they move, or whatever, right? Maybe it's just a distance.
They move.
I don't what? Know. Probably not the best idea. Of course I still talk to those friends. We'll write letters and
no, I think I'm just saying, like, if something ends poorly,
okay,
something has been done, something has been said,
you can ignore that.
Yeah, I can move. I'm like, when things end, they end.
I am also the person who got her tail whooped in high school in 12th grade, beat the brakes off me. I wouldn't even throw her name out there. Let me tell you why. I never want to fight in my life. We can talk about that. Another. I cannot fight. That's fine. Don't try me. I'm 41.
Yeah.
And I have the Lord on my side. But at that time, I could not fight.
Mm-hmm.
We went to in-school, suspension. Mm-hmm. And I think like 5 minutes in, I was like, hey.
This is after the fight?
She whooped me. I was confused. I didn't want to beef with her.
Why?
I don't know. It was a misunderstanding. I need therapy.
Lots of it.
Okay. All right. Yep. I was in so great. She, can I just tell the story though?
Please.
Because then I want you to, because I don't know if we were friends. Something happened, but the friend who I was with, I am facing said friend. Like this is in high school. This is my best friend. I'm looking at her. We're at a fire drill. Now I knew the first period that this girl wanted to beat me up.
Okay.
She came in my classroom and got crazy. Thank God for the teacher.
Why did she want to fight you?
She wanted to fight me because once again, me running my mouth. I don't remember. It was something in reference to a guy. I can't even remember.
Mm-hmm.
She came in my first period and was ready. Okay. And I was sitting in that chair, like trying to be cool, but mm-hmm. the inside.
Dying.
Dead.
Okay.
Gone. Help me. Call the principal. The teacher looked at me like she's scared. I was. So principal comes, escort her out. So I knew. She was trying to get me the whole day.
Okay. What? That was probably the longest day ever.
They did fire drill. I was like, no. Let the place burn down. Please don't put me in. Anyway, at a fire drill, okay, the back of Suitland. If you know Suitland, I'm at the back of Suitland, and I'm talking to my friend, my best friend.
Best friend.
And I'm telling her what happened, and her face.
Mm.
What I saw in her face was like Lucifer was coming and she couldn't put the words. I'm like, what's going on? Do you understand? I turned around.
And the girl was and she
bop on the ground, braids everywhere.
No.
It was, I had to bring this up because I'm still this friend. I saw her.
Who the one who
I was looking at.
Mm-hmm.
I saw her at a concert and I was still confused. Like, I don't know why you would not
have told me the Lady of Rage was about to walk up.
Beat the brakes.
Tasha, don't keep saying that.
I can say that because I'm grown and I need to be able to tell my children. Sometimes things happen.
Okay. All right.
Beat the brakes off me. And so then we get put in the in-school suspension. I'm bald. You understand what I'm saying? Senior. Prom is in 2 weeks. What am I going to do? We're not wearing weaves like that. You know what I'm saying? Like,
right.
I'm whoop, bald. And we get to in-school suspension. And this girl was kind of popular. So I'm like, you know, we're in there alone in the room. And I'm like, why did you beat me up? What? Where did this come from? I started to say, I probably need therapy since my senior year when I tried
to. Well, no. Now, and then what did she say? Because now we're invested.
No, she was cool. with me. She was like, you said something. She was like, oh, I already did it now. We end up leaving out of there. And the in-school suspension teacher, she was like, I don't understand why girls fight. Y'all end up friends again anyway. And that
you were like, well, I really didn't fight.
I lost. I think I didn't have a chance.
Fair. Tasha, I hate that happened.
I got beat up a lot. We're being transparent.
We'll do another episode on it.
I am going to have all the therapists in my DM. Like, girl, you got to let that go. No, but seriously, the purpose of me sharing that was from a young age, I've always tried to find a way to reconcile something that probably wasn't my fault.
Okay, thank you for bringing that back. Okay, there we go. Okay.
So we laughed today.
Okay. Yeah, I think today was a laugh. About friendship is beautiful.
It is.
Especially with the right people. Yeah, with the right people. You got a good circle of people that you can trust, yeah. Who love you, who love your family.
For sure.
Yeah. So I think this week we are laughing.
We're laughing. I cried laughing, actually.
Yeah.
Okay. I love you.
I love you too.
Okay. Mm-hmm.